This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Russia's foreign minister is now saying the United States, China, Russia, and Pakistan are working together to ensure that Afghanistan's new Taliban rulers keep their promises. He referred especially to the pledges to form a genuinely representative government and prevent the spread of extremist groups. Sergey Lavrov said representatives from Russia, China, and Pakistan had traveled to Qatar and then to Afghanistan to engage with both the Taliban and representatives of the ousted government. Lavrov spoke at a news conference before speaking at the UN General Assembly's high-level meeting. Russia also says that the United States and the West are attempting to diminish the United Nations' role in resolving problems across the globe. The U.S. is trying to make the U.N. a malleable tool for promoting someone's selfish interests, according to Lavrov Saturday. He also says the U.S. administration has come up with the idea to convene a summit for democracy where it can choose the participants by itself, thus hijacking the right to decide to what degree a country meets the standards of democracy. Haiti's Prime Minister Ariel Henry did not shy away from addressing his country's turmoil following a major earthquake and the assassinations of its president, Jovenel Moïse. In recent months, alluding to but not directly addressing reports that may implicate Henri himself in the murder. The statement comes days after Henri fired his chief prosecutor, who had asked a judge to charge Henri in the slaying of Moïse that has shocked the world and to bar the prime minister from leaving the country altogether. There's more at voanews.com. Again, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Taliban authorities in the western Afghan city of Herat killed four alleged kidnappers and hung their bodies up in public to deter others, according to a local government official Saturday. Sher Ahmad Omar, the deputy governor of Herat, said that the men had kidnapped the local businessman and his son and intended to take them out of the city when they were seen by patrols that had set up checkpoints around the city. An exchange of gunfire in which all four were killed, while a Taliban soldier was wounded. The governor said that the bodies had been hung in the main square as a lesson for other kidnappers. The two kidnapping victims were released unharmed, according to the governor. A footage of the blood-stained corpses swinging on the crane was widely shared on social media, showing a note pinned to the man's chest saying, "This is the punishment for kidnapping." On the eve of the election that will see her step down as Germany's chancellor after 16 years, Angela Merkel on Saturday endorsed her center-right party's candidate, Armin Laschet. And making the last of only a few appearances in a campaign, Merkel described Laschet as someone who builds bridges and could take people along with them. Laschet urged people to vote for his Christian Democratic Union to avoid a coalition between the Social Democrats, Greens, and Left Party, which he warned would bring instability to Germany. About 60 million people in the nation of 83 million are eligible to elect the new parliament Sunday, which decides who will be the next head of government. Billions more in profits are at stake for some vaccine makers as the U.S. moves toward dispensing COVID-19 booster shots to shore up Americans' protections against the virus. How much the manufacturers stand to gain depends on how broad the rollout proves to be. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention recommended boosters for people 65 and older, nursing home residents, and those ages 50 to 64 who have chronic health problems like diabetes. Those 18 and older with health problems can decide for themselves if they want a booster. Still, some top U.S. officials expect boosters to become more broadly available in the coming weeks or months. Dozens of far-right extremists are using Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Twitter to promote their brands, new research shows. By carefully towing the line of propriety, key architectures of Germany's far-right harness the power of mainstream social media to promote festivals, fashion brands, music labels, and mixed martial arts tournaments that can generate millions in sales and connect like-minded thinkers from around the world, according to new research. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.